Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark Hoff and Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money, and Michael Stanley, our special guest. No trivia question, but Nam, we have a fund event coming up soon.
Yeah, June is just around the corner, and so it's time for our next fund Zoom meeting, and that will be Thursday, June 25th. It will be in the afternoon, probably 5 o'clock, maybe 6 o'clock, but we'll let people know on the next show and on our website, too, under our events section. So the last one we had was on April 16th, and it was really well attended. So many people wanted to know, hey, what's going on with lending, with, you know, COVID-19 happening. I think this one, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, by the 25th, it will have been 2 months since the last event. And, yep. You know, every week is like a lifetime right now of change. So in about a month's time, it'll be, you know, a lot will have changed.
And things are actually going better for you because banks are pulling back. So you're getting more loan applications, aren't you?
Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you a quick story. We had an investor reach out who said, hey, Nam, you know, I was just at the bank. I have a CD that's maturing next week. And the bank rep came up to me and said, hey, because you're a premium client, I've got a great savings program for you where you can earn 0.004% of your money. And
that's incredible.
He said, 0.04? He's like, no, 0.004. And he said the way he said it was so like optimistic and upbeat. But he said, no, I'm going to go invest it in Pacific Private Money.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, so we'll see him next week.
We forgot to ask the email question that came in. We have time for this one.
Ah.
Can you please explain how buyers are using your company to present, quote, all cash offers?
I'll do that quickly. So we don't suggest that a seller or a buyer rather instruct their agent to make all cash offers if they intend to use a loan. However, in practice, what we find is that, you know, your buyer's agent may very well, in an effort to, you know, get the contract, competing with other offers, may decide, you know, they'll at the very least, they'll do a non-financing contingent offer. They may still say there's financing, but there's no financing contingency. But if they really, really want to make it look strong, we've seen offers, purchase contracts come back to us from our borrower clients that say all cash. And then they basically alert the escrow officer that, oh, by the way, we're going to use a hard money loan to close. Oftentimes we'll, you know, sometimes there'll be a little bit of blowback from the seller's agent, the listing agent, that is. But again, it's just, you know, in a marketplace where it's tight inventory, I mean, people do what they need to do to obtain, and we don't tell people to do it or not to do it, other than the fact that using us for financing on the purchase side allows your agent to mimic an all-cash offer in some form or fashion.
Gotcha. Yeah, sometimes the selling agent will call to make sure, is this really like, are you guys really, really, really going to lend the money in 14 days or 10 days or whatever it is? Give out your information one more time if you would.
Sure. PacificPrivateMoney.com, 415-883-2150.
All right. Michael, give out your information one more time, too.
Yeah, Michael.Snerly at Proco.Global, 415-223-5580.
All right, guys, here's our thoughts for the day. You are the only one who can limit your greatness and the difference between interest and commitment. When you're interested in doing something, you do only what is convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. And I got a quote here from Ronald Reagan. It says, it's true, hard work never killed anybody, but I figure why take the chance? I like that. That came from El Presidente, right?
That's right.
Well, guys, another good show. Nam, one more time about registering for the upcoming webinar.
Yeah. You can go to www.pacificprivatemoney.com and go to our events section, and we'll have the event up shortly. June 25th, it'll be a fund information session, and we'll talk about all the different ways that you can invest with Pacific Private Money, because there are more ways today than there have ever been.
All right.
And it'll be at 5 o'clock.
Very good.
So
okay.
Looking forward to having everyone.
All right, guys, tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing. So long.